These are the tales of the half, where the surreal is real and comes alive. On soft summer nights, when the sky was the color of carbon, when the air was rich with molten plastic particles, we from the hive would begin our ritualistic trek, a tennis shoe quest for mustard sardines and bad beer. Dr. Johnny Undergrowth, a mercury mad witch doctor clad in rags, would join Yoel and I as we stumbled the crumbled sidewalks between Forest and Cumberland Avenue. We paused many times in the dark to second guess and outstep smelly alley mongrels, or to push poison oak strangled sumac branches back from the sidewalk so that we could pass between them and badly oxidized, tireless, abandoned vehicles. A short-haired possum, Dr. Undergrowth's term for an oversized Knoxville rat, stepped bravely onto the cratered sidewalk up the hill just ahead of us. His shadow leaned toward us in balloon magnification. Yoel said, "I'll get this cankered bastard," and threw a hefty rock, hitting him square in the side with a thud. The rat just slowly turned his head like someone may have called him from another direction, and then just strolled back to his home under the grocery store. In the dim light, roaches, slugs, and spiders clung to a cracked retaining wall on 20th Street. They stood out proud and defiant like, "We know who's king here." Dr. Undergrowth led us past the Jambalaya Cafe to hear the snapping of rat traps. As we descended toward Cumberland Avenue, passing the carpet-munching tavern on our left, I could hear the sound resembling a Chinese New Year celebration. Also was the combined last squeak of many unfortunate pests undulating into a weird high-pitched course. We stared at all the grisly massacre and the number of rat bodies. The level had risen to just below the window. The traps would snap with such a force that it would cut the rat's head clean off, and the recoil would reset the trap again, most times with the victim's head left on the lever for bait. These traps, being made of light pine, floated to the top of this nasty twitching pool. The throes of rodent death and karmatic polarization sent out strange flashes and static rays hair all over me. "I need a drink," I said, stepping over a small bloody head that popped into the street. Yoel, the doctor, and I, stunned at what we saw, pushed ourselves from the scene, looking back at the faint mist of rat blood in a halo around the street light. "Was that real?" Yoel said. "Yes," the doctor replied. "Rapid Rat 100's best in the business." We each selected a can of mustard sardines and a quart of skunk beer from the Ham and Sandy deli counter, and then decided to take a different route home. Well, we negotiated war-torn laurel through wheel ruts and water damage, through thick weed patches that reach for the sky. Thousands of beady eyes peered out of the bushes like caviar. The place hissed and clicked and buzzed with low life. "What I'd give for a can of hot shot, I mean a fulling," Yoel said. But we just kept thinking ahead to the stuffing of our faces with greasy little fish. The hive was waiting for us, like a large cigarette pack on its side. The windows glared back as if to warn. As I walked in, I sensed something wrong. "Something's different," Yol said. "Oh, Leonard painted the kitchen." Dr. Grove said, "I've seen this color before, but not this texture. You're like dried dates lined up on every single thing, even the water faucet." We froze. Chilling goosebumps shot over my body. Grove slowly removed a stolen sweet and low pack from the black reticulated sugar bowl on the kitchen table, which now looked like it had a glossy black pine cone tablecloth on it. As we three stood silent, Growth gently tossed the sugar pack against the wall and pow! Exploded with a harsh rustle. The pattern of the wall stood out and did a hula and then across the ceiling. We lost our balance. As if it seemed the room shifted on its side or something. Multitudes of roaches charged the baseboards. They dashed one direction, then another, like an ocean surf of raisins with antennas. Yol and I braced one another by holding each other's shoulders and jumping around in a circle like a Greek folk dance. Smushing out a foundation to stand in, we hollered in each other's faces in horror and spun like we were stuck on a wild carnival ride. We battered off charging swarms as they sought our bodies as an escape route from the insect panic. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Undergrowth float by on his back. At least I thought it was him. He had big bugs on his face and glasses. He was yelling something too, but we couldn't make it out through the deafening rustle. And also he gagged because he had a mouthful of the nasty bastards. He snatched at the oven door during one swell, but missed, clasping only handfuls of brackish slime and disjointed body plates. He went under just as we grabbed at him, surfaced again, spitting out roaches, and then he yelled, "There's gotta be a better way to live." Then something unusual happened. With a rip, a piece of baseboard flipped up into splinters and the floor gave a creak. Their combined efforts enabled them to tear a large crack in the kitchen floor and they poured into the basement. When it was all over, Growth and his sardines were gone. Well, I had a case of Willie's that didn't quit. My inherent repulsion of roaches charged the ever-ready fear lobe deep inside my brain, which radiated hallucinatory activity. The scampering of barbed legs faintly echoed across my skin. Hair on the back of my neck felt like pig bristle. I grounded myself to the stove, and a low-grade spark ran out from under my cuff and crackled. Gave off the smell of tin toys from Japan. I looked over to a white store trash bag to see a glistening roach carcass peacefully cradled in a gold-lined Löwenbräu cap. "There's got to be a better way to live," Yol mumbled mindlessly. I don't know. I just turned and climbed the narrow, dark stairs, tired, stunned. My mind worked from hours of bizarre insect bedlam. Ready to retire to my lonely mattress for a few hours of unconsciousness and to get away from them bugs. I thought